Admiral Jack Romanoff walked into the briefing room aboard the battleship Delta Orionis and nodded at his officers as they rose to their feet. "Sit back down and we'll get started," he said as he took his own seat. "I'll try to keep this short because we've got a lot of work to do and not much time to make the magic happen." He turned his attention to Tina Chen, who was sitting to his left. The Confederation intelligence operative had been going over the data they'd gathered in the DuPont system, and it was time to find out just how bad the situation truly was. She cleared her throat. "We have some good news and some bad news. Based on my interactions with the other Navy officers over the years, you'll want to know the bad news first. It seems that the Tardan military has spread its operations all around the asteroid belt, where all the mining and manufacturing take place. They don't truly have a single location that we can say is their central command hub." Jack's flag captain, Vice Admiral Amanda Harris, grimaced from her seat to his right. "That is bad news. How are we going to target them if we don't really know where they're operating from? Have we at least been able to identify where the signals controlling the locusts are originating?" "Yes and no. There isn't one single location, but we have identified a dozen places where instructions for ordering the locusts to do various actions are coming from. They are equidistant from one another and spaced all the way around the asteroid belt. Unfortunately, we believe those are only retransmission points and not the command post itself. Maybe one of them is, but that would need to be confirmed." Jack found himself frowning. "What are the odds that one of them isn't the command post? I can see them wanting to bounce signals around to the other side of the system so that they can get orders to any of the locust swarms without having the star get in the way, but they have to have set up shop somewhere. Surely it's one of those locations. How difficult would it be to determine which one might be the command post?" "Difficult. As we previously discussed, Lisa would need to take Spectre into the system and orbit between the asteroid belt and the star. She's been modified with a heat shield made of the anti-sensor hull material and had her life support system upgraded to provide better protection. But that's still going to be a difficult operation. The temperatures will be higher than one would normally expect aboard a ship, even with all the changes that have been made. She'd be able to lead the 3 stealth cutters and 24 of the stealth fighters in to provide a guard force, but that's it. Nothing else we have can get that close to the belt without being detected." He found himself nodding. This was all information that he'd previously known, but it never hurt to go over it again. The intelligence gathering mission into DuPont would be difficult, since neither of the battleships could get close enough to be of any assistance. The spies would be on their own while he and his other personnel twiddled their thumbs. Because of how deep inside the gravity well the asteroid belt sat, and how far out the jump limit was from the Blue Giant, an outright attack was an impossibility. There were more than enough locusts in the system to obliterate them if they became trapped in an area where they couldn't maneuver. Sadly, the belt where all the people lived was close enough to the star that none of their faster-than-light drives would work. "That's not a lot of support, but we don't really have a choice," he said. "That's the only reason that I approved this mission in the first place. Let's take the time to go over what you plan to do and see if we can improve things even more. Since the battleships will be unable to engage the enemy without revealing our presence and blowing our chances of getting the control codes, you have carte blanche. Anything you want or need will be provided so long as you can justify its use. That means equipment and personnel both." Tina nodded. "Unfortunately, I don't believe we'll be able to complete our operation without putting boots on the ground, so to speak. It's conceivable that we might be able to isolate a vessel that supposedly has the control codes, but we would need an attack force capable of defeating any guards placed there to keep it safe. Without having as many Marines as you have aboard Hunter to provide an attack force, we'll have to be sneaky. That doesn't mean that we couldn't find a use for some Marines, but the longer we can keep the Tardans from knowing that we're here, the better."
"There's nothing to say that you can't take some Marines with you," General Mac Turner said from further down the table. "I know space will be at a premium, but we can at least put a squad with heavy weapons at your disposal. That probably wouldn't be enough to capture an entire ship, but it would be enough for a smash and grab."